Do you feel like you're going through life clouded by doubt? Talk to California Psychics. Our trusted and accurate psychics are available 24/7, and we guarantee if it's not life-changing, it's free. Download the app or connect with us at californiapsychics.com. Right now, new customers get 80% off their first reading. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Attention, everyone! Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on furniture, bedding, cookware, holiday decor, and tons more. Now's the time to score big on finds to feast, get festive, and get comfortable all season long. Plus, enjoy fast and easy shipping. And right now, until October 31st, get 10% back when you join our new rewards program. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com. Terms apply.
Every style, every home.
Are you ready to enhance your spiritual and magical practice? While learning about the arcane Gnostic mysteries? Join the redeemed Ark on Sabaoth on his fool's journey with the Gnostic Tarot. Learn about the journey of the Gnostic Jesus. Follow Mary Magdalene in her quest for forbidden knowledge. Experience the celestial majesty of Barbalo, the Supreme Mother. Commune with the invisible spirit or the one of the Gnostics. Accompany the Gnostic sage Marcellina as she weaves primordial mysticism. Engage with Marcus the Magician and his coven of Gnostic witches. Experience the fall and liberation of Sophia in the simulation. Also discover the sagas of Abraxas, Simon Magus, Thunder, Valentinus, and more. In the end, see if Sabaoth and Sophia can unite to defeat the Demiurge. The Gnostic Tarot is perfect for divination and gnosis, the knowledge of the heart. Cast alchemical fire upon the world, like Jesus in the Gospel of Thomas. Or grasp the mysteries of existence like Mary in the Gnostic Gospels. Heresy shouldn't be this much fun, but it is. It just is, especially when you arrive to AM Byte and you do the Gnostic Tarot, which is doing very well this fall when it comes to sales. Must be the season of the witch, and people are getting very good results in their spiritual practice, divination, and self-reflection. But again, happy Halloween to everybody. Let's do the time warp again. My name is Miguel Connor, and I am your Pompidus of Gnosis. And today, I'm very excited to have back Gail Lynn to discuss her awesome new documentary, It's Time. Gail, thanks for coming back.
Hey, thanks for having me. I want to talk about the season of the witch, though.
Sure, of course. Hey, the floor is all yours to share whatever you want to share. We don't put clamps on anybody. And with us, too, still in his Cthulhu outfit for Halloween, we've got Graham Pong. Graham, how are you doing?
Very good. Looking forward to learning about light and sound healing. I remember some of those Pink Floyd laser shows back in the day and trying to see if there's anything like that. Tag.
Yeah, well, there is something. I mean, we will talk about sinks today. And it's interesting if anybody's ever gone to that Pink Floyd show where they put Dark Side of the Moon on top of Wizard of Oz and they play the soundtrack and every song correlates to every scene in the Wizard of Oz, even the slow songs, the long songs. It's one of the most eerie things you'll ever see, how those two forms of media were almost made for each other. But That's why we are here, for the wonder and the magic. So, yeah, I want to talk about your documentary, Gail, but I have to tell the audience about our relationship, if you would. Gail, although it came out on September 28th, 2022, before that, we did a show in August. It was for Finding Hermes, and we were talking, and I had researched Gail, even though the show was about your book and your invention. Found out you were the executive producer of the documentary Protecting the King about Elvis. And I asked you, and suddenly we started talking. I remember whatever I'd learned about Elvis in the past, remembering, and you started talking about his supernatural abilities and all that. And that was indeed the first spark that led me to writing the book, which you just gave a wonderful endorsement. Book comes out in April. But it was that, because somehow Elvis was in my head. Then I went to Portugal. Then I did all these ayahuasca ceremonies. And after that, I could not stop thinking about Elvis. It was like a voice in my head and the synchronicities. And so one thing led to another. So in a way, Gail, you were sort of my muse to write this book, Occult Elvis.
Well, I'm honored. And I remember when the interview was going on, it was August 16th. And you know, yeah, the anniversary.
Oh, you're right.
About,
that's what.
Yep. And I had never spoken about that kind of stuff before about Elvis, that I had learned from the Memphis Mafia, being around, you know, a lot of the members of the Memphis Mafia and David Stanley, and working and being around them for 7 years. I never brought up any of that information. Wow. And it was the first time I talked about, you know, Elvis's healing abilities. And I was even thinking after the show, I'm like, oh my gosh, should I have talked about this? And then you reached out to me. But it was almost like Elvis was there. And Elvis has a way of getting into your head, as you know.
He does. I mean, he's still around. He's still influencing this country. And that's what's interesting, because then after that, yeah, after that, when Elvis was so in my head, got back from Portugal, I did download Protecting the King. And there's that amazing scene where David goes to Elvis, and Elvis is, you know, sitting there reading all his occult books. There it's the Bible, but when you read his biography, David does say it was just occult books. I think the movie's trying to find another audience, because that's what Elvis did. And even though he was, you know, he was done, his body was failing, his mind was failing, he was always trying to find God. It didn't matter. That was his number one primary directive, is I'm going to find God and know about God. And he tells David, the next time you see me, I'm going to be on a higher plane. And David's like, boss, we got a plane to Seattle in a couple of days. Yeah, da, da, da. And Elvis like rolls his eyes and is like, come here, I love you. But he basically told his stepbrother that in a few days he was out of here. He was done, and he knew it, and it happened. But 2-3 days later, August 16th, he left the building, the earthly building.
He was definitely on another plane. And David, you know, David was young at the time. He was in his 20s, so he didn't really understand. He does now today what that meant. And, you know, David's an evangelist. And so, of course, he's going to put the book in the movie as the Bible. But we all know that some of Elvis's favorite books were occult books. And he was always studying. He was always searching. He was always seeking. And, you know, he was super magical. So he was a huge influence to me through David, and just some of the stuff that had happened even after the film, where Elvis came to me and thanked me for supporting David to do the film, and so many things. And I thought, am I crazy? I'm an engineer from Detroit. Am I crazy?
Just a small town girl born and raised in Southern Detroit.
Exactly.
As the song goes. Yes, and it's funny too, because in the book, I know also David writes in the book, like, the one thing you didn't want, which everybody hated, was if Elvis got you into philosophical, theological discussion, which is what he wanted, you'd be there for hours. And what do you think about this? And you think reincarnation? You know, that's the one thing everyone dreaded, almost maybe more than his mood swings, because then you were trapped having to talk theology for hours with Elvis. So, but he couldn't wait. That's what he wanted. So, yeah, I enjoyed the film. And, yeah, it's been quite an adventure. And, of course, during our interview, you also taught me too, maybe you planted the seed, but in our first interview, you always talked about how you just went with where the spirit took you. You weren't like doing, being the executive producer for Protecting the King or your invention, Harmonic Egg. You go with it and damn be everything, right? You listen to your voice. You know this is your destiny. This is where you're leaning. You need to lean into, and everything will take care of itself. And that's my attitude with the book, because I was like, I don't know anything about Elvis, but yeah, tell us about that attitude, because it has been the way you've lived your life, right?
Well, one day I was sitting, I can't remember, probably was about 35, 36 years old, and I was sitting in a conference, C-level executives, and there was a gentleman named Roger Anthony, and I was so antsy. I couldn't sit still. I just didn't want to be there. And I'm a Scorpio, and I'm a stellium in Scorpio to, you know, for even worse. And he passed me a note, and that note changed my life. And the note said life, L-I-F-E. And he wrote, let it flow effortlessly. He has since passed, but he became a mentor of mine. And that changed my life, because I thought, let it flow effortlessly. That's what life's all about. So at that moment, I used to have a rock. And remember that Successories? There was the Franklin Covey planners and the Successories, and I think they're still around. I had a rock on my desk, and it said, some people make things happen, some people watch things happen, and some people wonder what happened. And I threw it away, because everything I made happen was always, I was regretful. I'm like, why did I make that happen? It was horrible. So starting to let things flow and looking at, where can I channel my energy to? And then realizing everything's energy. Now, having grown up in a blue collar environment with a father with a seventh grade education in the Detroit area, factory worker, you know, very pessimistic, very, you have to work for every penny. You know, I wasn't raised that way, to that everything was energy. But I realized that you got to let things flow. We have to just follow the intuition. And sitting in silence, I never sat in silence, but I know that these are when we get these amazing, magical ideas. Sitting in silence, a lot of people say, oh, I got all these great ideas just waking up in the morning. Well, just waking up, you're still in that hypnagogic state, you're tapped into the universal wisdom. And so when I created the Harmonic Egg, I made sure to have 10 minutes of complete silence at the end, for people to sit in that silence, and people come out and have these magical experiences. They write books. They create art. They make movies. They meet their perfect partner. They find their perfect job. It's about just sitting in that silence and tuning into where you need to flow and go next.
Well said indeed. Yes, I always say we all have a mission, maybe more than one. Our egos may not like this mission, but our soul, God, whatever you want to call it, nature, the cosmos has a mission. It's an important mission. It will change things and it will bring us harmony. But like you said, shut up and listen. It's the greatest gift you can have. And yeah, I'm the same way too. I like to meditate before I go to bed, 10, 11. And sometimes it drives me crazy, because usually it calms me down. I feel centered. But sometimes I get this great creative idea. I'm like, oh, shit, I ain't going to go to bed tonight, am I? Because you're like, I got to go do this. I got to go write this. I got to send this email. It's just, it comes, and it's something else.
I have notes by my bed, because I have to. I'll wake up and I have this old flip phone that I use for an alarm clock. And so I'll click on it, so I get a little bit of light to write, and then it goes off, and I click on it, a little bit of writing, and it goes off. Yeah. It's ridiculous. I should get a flashlight. But there's always ideas coming, and if I don't write them down, I'm not going back to sleep. Yeah. So I love it. And that's kind of how the movie came through. I was just sitting one day in silence, and I said, you know, what's the next step? What's the next phase? What's my next, you know, goal or project? And my boyfriend always says, no more projects, Gail, no more projects. And I, lo and behold, I always have a new project. And I love it, though. I love it. You know, I'm writing a second book, which, you know, based on the movie, But the movie came through and I said, oh, okay. So what would it be like if I did my own movie? Because I did the movie with David, but that was more of, you know what, I'm kind of helping Elvis out to help David out. And, you know, David used to say, you know, how can you do anything better than your father figure, your mentor, your friend, when it's Elvis? And, you know, Colonel Parker wouldn't let Elvis make a film because he was a musician and an actor. That's it. Mm-hmm. And you've talked about that in some of your podcasts and your book. Your book's amazing. Love it. Yeah, everybody should get it and read it because it's just fantastic to see what the evolution of Elvis was. But yeah, so I said, you know, let me help David with this movie. And then, you know, I kind of said, okay, here's your movie. Here's your movie career. It's something that Elvis couldn't do. Good luck. See you later. And so now years later, maybe that was a catalyst for me to do my film. But my film is much different. And it was about wanting to, I see so much anger in the world. I see so much hate in the world. And I thought, could there be some small thing that I could do to shift? Maybe even if I shifted a million people, that's a small number, mm-hmm. but those million people shifting into a place of more love, more connectedness, more community, more kindness, that could spiral and create a movement where people are being kinder. I have license plates on my car. It says, be kind. I want people to realize to be kind. It's not hard. It's really not. And sometimes it just blows my mind how, you know, people can be so cynical and so hateful and so angry. So this film was coming out not only to teach people about sound and light therapy and how to listen to our bodies and how to kind of tune in to our intuition. But also I think a lot of the side effects of some of these meds that people are on is creating a numbness. And I think of the Pink Floyd song, you know, uncomfortably numb, but I always think the numb, right? The people are numb and they're unemotional. And I think it has a lot to do with the antidepressants. I think over 50% of people are on an antidepressant. And so I just want people to really tune into their bodies and listen, but also to connect, to be the, you know, a magical soul being. I don't understand where we ever went wrong. Why is it that a president or a CEO or an executive is more important to us in society than the garbage man? Because you know what? What if no one was taking the garbage out? I think those people should be revered because they're the ones cleaning up all the trash. So I don't understand where we went wrong in society, or maybe it's not right or wrong. There is no right or wrong, but where did we go that we can't say that you can respect the assembly line worker like my father or the garbage man, just as the same that you respect a CEO of a company?
Well said. Yeah. And It's Time is a beautiful film. I love the shots, the cinematography, the music. It's a very soothing but full of wisdom film, as you say. Or I think you're the one who says it, that I wrote down a whole bunch of notes here, that crisis is another word for opportunity. And this is our chance to co-create. If we co-created this mess, we can easily co-create the solution, right? We can, it's never too late to turn it around.
Absolutely. And that's what I always tell people, you know, and I say this often myself, I'm like, I'm just one person, but one person, you know, and then you add another person and another person, and another person, you got an army, you got a tsunami, and you got enough to change the world. And I think we can do that. Taking our power back, you know, getting out of the place of being numb and really getting, you know, getting passionate, not angry, but getting passionate about the world that we want to co-create, that we want to live in. It's a world that works for everyone and not just for some people, not just the rich people, not just the, you know, the elite people. And when I created the Harmonic Egg, I wanted to help people to clear trauma at a cellular level. So if we're in fact sound and light beings, we're vibrational beings of light from God, from source, and why haven't we been healing with sound and light? where did we go wrong that we had to have a pill or a surgery or some kind of, you know, medical intervention when we're vibrational beings of light and we're magical? We have this power that is so untapped. And that's why when, you know, you opened it up with the season of the witch, right? So much magic, so much that we don't understand about ourselves. And I remember the first time that I saw what I considered magic, which I'm sure wasn't magic, but I was in Peru with my ex-husband. And that was the time I was supposed to be doing ayahuasca. But when I showed up to join him on the journey, he asked me for a divorce because he fell in love with the assistant tour guide. And so the tour guide would not let me do the ayahuasca ceremony because that would have been a bad trip. And the condition that I was in, I was angry, you know, and I now understand that that was the right decision, but everybody else was kind of tripping out and I was fine because I wasn't. And I saw this shaman, it was a shaman's assistant, put his hand in the fire, pick up a hot coal, very casually light his cigarette with this hot coal in his hand, and then very gently put it back in the fire. Like looking at everybody, nobody else is noticing this because they're all tripping out. And I'm thinking, I just saw that. And then I realized at that moment too, in my 20s, that we are very magical and we can do anything. Yeah. And so that's when I started studying the occults and the, you know, alchemy, and I started to create potions, and then the harmonic egg came through as a very magical galactic technology using sound and light. And I can't claim to understand or explain all that's happening in there, but it's very magical. It's very much creating a place where people are reconnecting to their higher self, reconnecting to that magic that they are and taking their power back. People are starting to see now after they clear trauma.
Very true indeed. And there is something for everyone in the documentary. You have a great list of guests that you interview and share experiences and all that. And like one scene that struck me, I've been very much talking about making a difference. I've been sort of studying chaos theory, you know, the butterfly effect. It's like one little change can topple everything. You know, the hobbits, even the smallest person can change the course of the future. But also in chaos theory, which says is that complex systems always find a aesthetic, a harmony, no matter how much you damage them. They will flow back in. And we see so many examples how things find harmony or synchronize. And there's examples, for example, a water faucet. They say no matter how, if you have a leak and it's dripping, no matter how much water, anything, it will always find a rhythm. It will find a perfect rhythm by the end of the night. And then there's the example, if you put all the grandfather clocks, and this is in your movie, and there's a big grandfather clock and they're all not synchronized, but in a few hours, they all synchronize to the same, they all go to the same time. So for me, that was beautiful because again, it shows we all, the universe can realign itself. It's the way our mind, our bodies and nature is to find harmony and realign itself to its purpose, right?
Yeah, that was Charles that said that. Charles. And he was brilliant. Yeah, he wasn't supposed to be part of the film because I had another woman that was supposed to be part of the film. And talk about synchronicities. The day that she was supposed to fly out to be interviewed, she fell, unfortunately, and she couldn't be part of the film. And so I didn't want to bring in one of my harmonic egg center owners. I didn't want people to be, oh, like, you know, how come you didn't ask me? I've got, you know, 150 center owners. And so, but what happened was when she was out, we only had Stephen Ross. And I thought, you know, we just have one guy. We probably should just bring in another guy. And who popped into my head was Charles. And he's such an expert on sound and light. And he's just such a brilliant mind. And he's just such a sweet spirit. And so I called him up. I thought, well, he's probably not going to be available last minute. He's running a center. And he happened to say, okay, this is so strange, Gail. He said, I took a vacation. I didn't know what I was going to do, but I closed the center. I blocked the calendar and I had those vacation days scheduled. So I said, well, if you don't mind, you want to be part of the film, I will fly you in and you can be interviewed. He's like, cool. So many things were synchronistic and very magical. Every cast member has another story. It would take me hours to tell you, but that's why I knew that things were flowing. Everything was flowing. Someone said, don't you want Greg Braden or Bruce Lipton or Joe Dispenza? I said, not really, because they've already said what they had to say. I want fresh, new, you know, people, but I also wanted some sage wisdom of women. Penny Kelly, Cynthia Andrews, Ani Williams, and even the writer, Sandy Sedgbeer, was, you know, she is a sage, wise woman. And I thought, we're in the age of Aquarius, the divine feminine. And I said, you know, I really wanted some wise women. And they're my mentors. They're the people I learn from. And Cynthia, one of the most profound things that I learned in the film interviewing Cynthia was how our language is coded with emotion. And, you know, when I say the word love to you, it will conjure up something, but it's different for me. And you could never know what love means to me, which I could never know what love means to you. Same with money, honesty, manipulation, all these words will conjure up an emotion. And so we need a new language that's not coded with emotion to communicate with each other. And I don't know how that'll ever happen, but.
I agree. New language, new paradigms too. For the audience, we've got Gail Lynn discussing her documentary, It's Time, and as well her invention, the harmonic egg, which we will get to. If you have any questions, please super chat them so Graham or I can get to them. And speaking of Charles, again, the other scene that jumped out at me, the interviews were stellar, but the scene where he sleeps in a hut with bees, please tell us about that. And it doesn't sound like I'm describing it, right? It's not that.
They're the bee huts. It's called Capella Ranch. It's in Lafayette, Colorado. There are bee huts in other places, but they're cedar huts. And there's beehives that you lie on top of. Of course, the bees cannot get to you, but you hear them and you smell them. And yes, there is a scene that we decided to go ahead and shoot that scene at the Capella Ranch where the bee huts are. And I created a piece of music with those bees because I know that their beekeeper, Charlie, his name is Charlie, those bees love him. I mean, I've seen them land on him and you can just feel the love the bees have for him. And when you create a piece of music with nature sounds in it, you want to make sure that the nature sounds that you're using are from healthy, you know, animals or, so I made sure to find a healthy beehive where we could use those sounds of the bees to create a piece of music. It's called Bee Loved. It's a great piece. So Charles is in there and just having a great time. And it's just an amazing experience to have. It really helps people with allergies. It's helped people with breathing type problems. And there's a lot of studies that the hurts of bees are very healing. Well, when I tuned into the bees, because some people will say they're at, you know, whatever, X amount of hertz, 400 hertz. I'm just throwing out a number. But what the bees shared with me was that it depends on the season, the time of day, the health of the hive. So there isn't this is the frequency of bees. There's nothing like that. It just depends. The land that they're on, I mean, they could be on a piece of land that's not healthy. So then therefore the bees are going to be a different hertz or frequency. So there's so many different factors, but I think it was, it's just a beautiful experience. If anybody ever has access to going to a bee hut, you hear them and it's, you can almost like you're in a home with a family. And at one point I would be listening to the bees and it sounds like they had an argument, you know, and then he's like, oh my gosh,
the fridge open. Who left the shoe?
Somebody just upset somebody in there. And it's just a wonderful experience.
And yeah, I would definitely try it. So do you get to take a nap, sleep overnight, or just as long as you want? What do you recommend for a bee hut?
So they have times that they schedule, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, I think up to an hour. I'm sure you could reserve, you know, several hour spots. And like other energy work, you know, too much of a good thing is a, you know, is a bad thing. So just like anything with energy work, it's the same. I think you could do too much, but you know, you'd have to find what that threshold is for you. That's why I only have 50 minute sessions in the harmonic egg, where people have asked, can I sleep it, you know, overnight? I said, well, at some point you hit the body with so much of an energy that the body starts to reject it, you know? So just like, you know, there's certain potions and things like that. Belladonna, for one thing, it can be used for good and it could be used for evil. It could be used for as a poison and it could be also used as a cure. So just like anything, including energy work, you can do too much and hurt yourself.
If you want jazz music, go to New Orleans. Bagels, New York. And for psychics, think California Psychics. You want the best, you go to the best. At California Psychics, home of free spirits and open minds, we know better than anyone what makes a good psychic. That's why we guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
The future of cool, comfortable sleep is here. Introducing the new Sleep Number Climate Cool Smart Bed. The only smart bed in the world that actively cools and effortlessly adjusts to both of you. Sleep up to 15 degrees cooler on each side. It actively cools to keep you cool and comfortable throughout the night. Save on smart beds now during our fall sale, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Of course, of course. Well, I definitely want to check it out. And for the documentary, and again, you address this, one of your guests addressed this in the doc. I wrote down all their names, but right now I couldn't. I have to go watch it again. But of course, you are saying we shouldn't throw out the baby with the bathwater. In other words, as your guest saying, if you have a heart attack, a bee hut or sitting there meditation is not what to do. If you have a broken, go get some Western medicine, right? So you think both work at the end of the day.
Absolutely. I like to, you know, have some balance. And, you know, there's left, there's right, there's as above, so below, there's, you know, black and white, there's right and left. And so Western medicine, Eastern medicine, they both have benefits. If I break my leg, you better be damn straight. I'm going to the hospital. I'm not going to jump in the egg and expect it to heal. Now, after it's set, I am going to jump in the egg and get my body to reset. It's going to, if I needed a surgery or something, I want to release the anesthesia. I want to reset my autonomic nervous system, because we know that when our nervous system is in balance, our body can heal naturally. And so the egg, as magical as I want it to be, it's really your body that's magic. And as long as you can reset the body, balance the body can heal. We know this. I don't understand why we believe that we can break a bone and it'll heal. We believe that we can cut ourselves, gash ourselves wide open, it'll scab over, heal. But we don't believe we can heal from some of the other chronic illnesses.
Yeah, no kidding. And again, this is something your documentary addresses. And for example, yeah, we are in trouble, as you were saying, and we are more unhealthy than ever. One of your guests says that today, millennials' health peaks at 27. Loneliness is killing everybody. Obesity is out of control. And all this other stuff. And I think one of the, you say what went wrong, I think your movie shows, wasn't we became too specialized and nobody started talking to each other. In other words, it's completely contrary to the idea of holistic, where everything is communicating, right? Isn't that one of the problems? You got people here, people there, and suddenly we're dealing with machine parts instead of whole human beings.
Right. Well, you know, the elbows connected to the, you know, the song. So yeah. Everything's connected. So if you're going to work on the liver, but not work on the kidneys, then you have a problem. If you're working on the heart, but you're not working on the lungs, you're working on the brain, but you're not working on the stomach, you know, everything's connected. So yes, we started to create specialty doctors, but no one was looking at the whole as a system. And we are a whole. We are a whole system that operates brilliantly when it's in balance. But when something's out of balance or something's isolated, then just like a person isolated that eventually dies, you isolate an organ and it dies and the person dies. So Cynthia talks about that. Penny talks about the systems being, you know, we have to work on the systems as a whole. And yeah, so we're definitely on the wrong path, having specialty medical services. We have to look at the body as a whole system. And we have to look at the emotions. When we, what Sarah talks about is people are more lonely now, and loneliness is equated to, and a study was done on this, smoking 12 cigarettes a day. That's the effect that on your health with loneliness. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she's saying that the millennials, I think it was a Blue Cross Blue Shield study, they're peaking at age 27 and then they're going downhill from there. And we're seeing younger people, younger generations in nursing homes already and on disability. Wow. We gotta go back. We've done something wrong. Go back.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, even life expectancy has dropped. Since 2020, it's starting to drop in this country. Infant mortality is going up. I mean, things are going south. And like you said, we've talked about some of the issues, and we all know even Western medicine is starting to realize that the mind does affect the body. The body does store stress and trauma. Stress can cause terrible diseases. Unaddressed trauma causes diseases. So we're waving the flag here, aren't we, Gail? Like something needs to be done because we are dying. We are literally dying.
Yeah. I mean, stress, people don't realize how much you can eat well, you can exercise, you can have like the most amazing diet and exercise routine. But if you have stress that you're not managing, neither of those two things are going to help you at all.
Very true. And it's as simple as half hour meditation a day, an hour of yoga, you know. You don't have to like turn things upside down and go live in the mountain or live in the van by the river like that Saturday Night Live character. There is things you can do to attack that stress, and it will make a big difference in your life.
Well, there's even, I mean, I do 12 minutes of Pilates, sometimes 9 minutes, but I'm doing something. Yeah, and then of course I go out and see my horse. I walk outside, spend time in nature. And, you know, I have these little sand timers, you know, you flip them upside down. One of them's 30 minutes. One of them's an hour. And I have to get up. You have to move. You need movement. We need more laughter. We need, you know, let music be thy medicine. Let food be thy medicine. So, you know, the harmonic egg with the music. And there are, like you said, there's simple things you can do for your own self-care. It's not hard. If you can't make 20 minutes or 9 minutes a day for yourself, then there's something wrong. There's something more wrong than
If you're at your office, get a stand-up desk, take off your shoes, put some classical music or healing vibration. YouTube has plenty of those healing vibration. There's something you can do for free, and it'll just be a few minutes a day, and it'll make a difference in time. It takes time, and it will make your life better. Well, let's bring Graham. Graham, do you have any questions or comments for Lynn in our discussion?
Yeah, I was going to share just a few of my observations. One of them is, I think where we went awry is inserting the idea of profitability into healthcare and recognizing that treating people is far more profitable than actually healing them. Treating is an ongoing revenue stream, where healing is a once and done. As far as languages that don't use emotion, done properly, math and science should be those languages.
It should.
should be. Too often emotion creeps in anyway. But, you know, done properly, that's there. And the last one that I had is an actual question. Is she's talking about sound and light. Has she explored some of like a subtle energy generation? Again, along the lines of like a Tesla generator or something like that.
So yes and no. I've looked at different modalities, the Tesla lights, and then there's a vibe machine out here in Colorado. I just happen to resonate with the resonant chamber. I resonate with healing individually, because when we heal individually, then we heal, you know, that core of who we are, and then we can help others to heal. I like the waveforms of instruments instead of the solfeggio suite or the, you know, frequencies, 528 hertz, et cetera, because also you have to look at if you're using an MP3 file versus a WAV file or an AIFF file. MP3 files are compressed. So if somebody says this is an MP3 file at 528 hertz, probably not 528 hertz because it's compressed. It's more cold than clinical. And so, yeah, I don't really resonate with a lot of the, you know, the machines that you stand in front of. And I also look at the energy of the inventor. We have to also be discerning, because their energy is in the invention as well. So there's all of us are different galactic beings on the planet, and we're all going to resonate with different things. So some people might like the Novathor bed and the Juve red light therapy. Somebody else want to heal in the cryo chamber and freeze themselves, which for me, that I was going to try it because I want to try everything, see how I feel about it. Well, I went into the chamber, I was all ready. She was going to freeze me, and something happened with the, is it hydrogen or is it something, nitrogen maybe. And the tank was empty. So that's when I knew that my guides were like, we really don't want you to try this. I really thought it would throw me into a fight or flight, you know, mode, or freeze, pun intended. And so I did go to try it. But when that happened, I thought, no, this really isn't for me. So I don't like group healing because I'm very empathetic. So group healing, a lot of stuff will come on to me and then I have to clear it later. So it's more work for me to clear everybody's energy that jumped on me. Right. And I know it's not mine, but then I have to do the exercises to clear it. And so I like the, you know, healing inside of a resonant chamber. That's something that's the energies aren't dissipating into the ether of a room. So you're contained inside of a sacred geometric egg shape. And it's just what resonates with me. I also like massages. I love, you know, like a hands-on massage or a DO, osteopathic doctor, to run energy. I have one of my favorite DOs in town, and he'll run energy on me, balance my energy. So we have to find that the combination that works for us to heal. And so I'm answering your question, maybe with more questions, Graham, but I really like it. I really like to see all these modalities coming out, because I know they're non-invasive. I know they're not going to be as harmful as the side effects of a lot of the drugs. Or surgeries. Once you open up the body and start messing with, you know, the beauty of the body, who knows what, you know, what's spirals downward. So I just like the waveforms of instruments and how they affect the different body parts. And I like the individual healing versus like a group healing.
No, thanks on that one. I've known Jim Gerard, who invented Biocharger, you know, for years, okay. for decades, actually. So I was just curious, and that subtle energy. So I'm curious where that fit into your schema. That's all. Thanks for answering, Tag.
Yeah. No, it's great. I love it. I try a lot of things, but there are things that I enter a room and I'm like, nope, that is not going to be good for my galactic being.
Right.
But then people have great results from it. It's just not for me.
Exactly. Everything in balance.
We're all unique beings. So different constitutions, spiritual, mental, and physical constitutions. So yeah, you got to try different things. I know that pisses people off because we live in a society where we want like the 10 commandments of healing or something, or the BuzzFeed listicle. How are you going to know? It's a lot of testing, failure, adjusting, calibrating, and modifying because we change, we evolve. So, but once you find what works for you, it's great. So know thyself.
Yeah, there's no telling. Absolutely. There's no telling too. I went to a chiropractor one time, and you know, the first time I went to him, it was the beginning of the day. They just opened up, you know, he was spot on. Right. And then the next time I went, it was the end of the day. He had seen people all day long and he hurt me. You know, I mean, basically he was tired and he made a mistake. And so just because something works one time, you know, there's human beings working on us, they have emotions, they have bad days. And so there's just a lot of different variables that we need to navigate in this new energy medicine and, you know, this future of medicine.
Very true. And for the audience, of course, as you're talking, as they say, you eat your own dog food. But you are also not that way. You, as you say in your movie, and as we talked last time, you were an unhealthy person and you had a heart attack very young, didn't you?
I had severe cardiovascular stress. So my heart rate variability test, which is the gold standard in, you know, the medical industry for diagnosing or seeing what the autonomic nervous system is doing, was showing us severe cardiovascular stress. So on the verge of an instant heart attack. And so fortunately I caught it before a heart attack, but the doctor did state I had the heart of an 80-year-old, and I thought I was 37 at the time. And so that couldn't have been good, but it's again, you know, I wanted to make a difference in the world. So automotive, telecom, Hollywood, now, you know, health and wellness, but I look at it as the universe guiding me towards this is where we want her to go. And this is how we're going to get her there so that she can teach. And so I'm grateful for the entire journey, but it's been really interesting because I also have this very investigative reporter, researcher mind. So when someone says, you know, I'm doing this and this, and this is the result, I think, okay, if I Google, we'll just use the word Google. If I Google this and this, how does it relate to this? So I can put like almost like a Weaver witch, I can put all this stuff together and find out how does it affect this person in this way. And so it's just a gift that I have to do research and investigations. And so I've created a lot of protocols in the harmonic egg to help people with a variety of things I've seen over the years for ailments and imbalances.
Yeah, also part of the movie is you, as you mentioned, and you get emotional, you're dedicating this to your parents who you wish had the information you had, as we often do with others. So,
yeah, both of my parents were medical error deaths. And, you know, in my opinion, mom. My dad worked. Yeah, you see the statistics in the movie. There's probably well over a million or more people that die from medical errors or are permanently disabled from medical errors every year. And so my dad worked in an asbestos plant for 30 years. You would think mesothelioma right away. You think mesothelioma. Right. They diagnosed him with COPD. They would not do the meso test on him. And they made him suffer for many, many years on inhaler, and then a second inhaler, then a third inhaler, then an antidepressant, then a pain pill. Then he was in hospice care on morphine and he died. But that suffering didn't have to be that way for him because they didn't treat or diagnose him properly. And then my mom was on migraine pills, and they expand and contract the blood vessels in the brain. So she was taking too many and for too many years. And you can only stretch the rubber band so many times before it snaps. So she passed of a brain aneurysm.
And you used holistic tools for your migraines, right? My wife still gets migraines and she still has not found the solution. But what worked for you?
So, yes, I've only, they wanted to put me on Imitrex and different pills, but I didn't want to do that. I thought there's got to be a root cause to this. So I've written several articles about migraines, and migraines are very difficult. So yeah. Migraines can be A1, dysautonomia, which is an imbalance in the autonomic nervous system. So the fight or flight, rest and digest, you got to get those in balance. That's one thing. They can be from parasites. They can be from heavy metals. They can be from like a liver issue, which liver holds the anger. And for me, there was a lot of anger that I held as, you know, younger days. It can be from an Epstein-Barr virus, which I had Lyme disease. And then that has mutated, I want to say. So a lot of people that you used to hear of, you used to hear of multiple sclerosis a lot more than you do now. And you heard Lyme disease. Now you're hearing Epstein-Barr, and these are mutations. So it's still that same viral load mutating and then creating other havoc in the body. So obviously it can be foods, but a lot of migraines are just dehydration and the depleted minerals. So unfortunately or fortunately, I did a heavy metal detox and a parasite cleanse and tanked up on my minerals all at the same time while balancing my autonomic nervous system. And that got rid of the migraines.
Awesome.
I had them for 23 years and I feel bad for your wife because they are, mom said she had migraines. Yeah. My mom said she had migraines. I said, Mom, the fact that you're telling me you have a migraine, you don't have a migraine because you can't talk. You can't be in light. You can't function. It's horrible. So, and I never knew when I was going to get one. I'd be in the grocery store. There goes the cart because I got to get home. At work in a meeting. I'm out of there. And the people started to know me at the office. They're like, Gail must be getting a migraine because she just got up and left, you know? And so I knew I had 45 minutes before I was down for the count for about 15 hours. But I had that warning. It was an optical migraine. So I'd lose my vision. And yes, I would drive home without my peripheral vision, but it was scary. And there's still the trauma there in the cellular memory. I'll look at the sun sometimes and then look away and see that aura and freak out still to this day. And I haven't had a full on migraine for probably over 12 years, maybe 15 years.
That's great. That's great. Awesome. Well, I'll definitely look at some of your articles, share them with the wife. Let's see what we find. Maybe you're the catalyst for this time. We shall find out.
I hope so.
Yeah. So as we start to get to the end, tell the audience about Harmonic Egg and how it works and how does light and sound healing work. Some might be interested or might just a quick summary.
Yeah. We've touched on it a little bit throughout the interview, but what I did is combine Edgar Cayce's kind of consciousness with Royal Rife's and Nikola Tesla in different, you know, Tesla mathematics, sacred geometry, combining sound and light in a resonant chamber and trying to figure out how frequencies work for each and every individual. So we combine colors with sound and then vibration. So you have like a sonic massage. And then you have the waveforms of the instruments. So I'll know that trumpet and drumming is going to help hydrate the body. And we just created a piece to help hydrate the land as well. And then I look at Eastern medicine and Western medicine, how the systems of the body works, how each organ affects the other, and then how colors will affect the chakras, because the chakras are so intertwined with how our bodies work, the energy centers. And it's been theorized that, you know, red's going to bring the root chakra back into balance, or purple will bring the crown chakra back into balance. And I'd say that for most people, it's true, but some people, blue helps their crown chakra. That's just the galactic being that they are. And so I've tried to put protocols together to say, okay, if bells will help bring the heart chakra back into balance, and drumming brings the root chakra back into balance, how can I create song selections and produce music that works that way using the colors and bringing all that together to help people with all the different ailments that they have and their intentions on, you know, being more manifesting. They can manifest better or more easily, tune into their intuition, just kind of clearing the trauma using sound and light.
Awesome. And it's done well. You've sold quite a few of these and you've got testimonials and it's doing what it's meant to do, right?
Yeah, correct. Absolutely. I didn't really market it. It just has been a grassroots effort. We have eggs in 12 countries now. I don't really know how that happened. It just did. Somebody finds out, you know, somebody else tells somebody else and like that commercial and so on and so on and so on.
Yeah. Good deal. Good deal. And yeah, I hope you don't mind. I took some screenshots of your documentary. Do you mind if I show some of them? Because there's a lot of wisdom. All right. Here's some of the things you said. Answers are made by answering questions. Discoveries are made by questioning answers. Bernard Heisch, PhD, astrophysics. So that's a good attitude to have. The other one is, our emotions and thoughts have a direct impact on the physical health of our body. Bruce Lipton, you mentioned, cell biologist, lecturer, and author. The next one says, I have argued for years that we do not have a healthcare system in America. We have a disease management system. Dr. Andrew Weil, physician, writer, integrative medicine advocate. That's a good one. Again, as Graham was talking. And from John Hopkins, John Hopkins and the Risk Management Foundation of the Harvard Medical Institution looked at 15 diseases and concluded that 371,000 Americans died and 424,000 were permanently disabled as a result of misdiagnosis. So that's pretty chill. And the last one from one of Elvis's best friends, Muhammad Ali. Wouldn't it be a beautiful world if just 10% of the people who believe in the power of love would compete with one another to see who could do the most good for most people? So that's a beautiful one. Yeah, Muhammad Ali, he doesn't want to sting like a bee. He wants to make healing sounds like a bee this time, right?
I love it. Yeah, those were very carefully picked out quotes for the movie. And very powerful. Thanks for sharing those.
No, my pleasure. And there are more, and there's so much more, so I would check it out. I do have both her website with the harmonic egg on the show notes. I also have the link to the movie, It's Time, which you can check out, and I highly recommend you check it out. And anything else you want to share, or tell us about your website in audio form for those who are just listening in a podcast.
HarmonicEgg.com has, you know, everything you ever wanted to know about me, but were afraid to ask in all the locations. And It's Time.love is the film. And my goal, you know, I'm offering it for free. You can watch it for free on YouTube, Rumble, It's Time.love. I would like everybody to share it. Let's get 1 million people to view it and do one more thing with love and kindness.
And we can make a difference. We can be hobbits or the butterfly or the bee that changes everything. It is possible. So awesome. Well, we are at the end. Quite an enjoyable conversation as always. First, I will say, Graham, thanks for being here and thanks for what you do.
Oh, always an enjoyable. I was going to leave one of my snippets as a quote here. The best way to do the impossible is not know it's impossible before you do it. Thanks, Gail.
Nice. Thank you, Graham.
Good quote. All right, Gail, again, it was awesome talking to you. And yeah, good luck with all your projects and going where the spirit takes you. Keep doing what you're doing.
You too. Thank you.
Pleasure is all ours. And for the audience, thanks for being here. Some great shows coming after Halloween. We've got next week, I think there's an election or something. I don't know. Not worried about that. But we do have great shows on Baphomet. We are rescheduling with Dr. Heather Lynn because, well, she got cancel culture. The fundamentalists went after her and doxed her. So now we had to reschedule. Now she's got it. So she'll be on next week so we can talk about her amazing book on Baphomet. We've got shows on Gnostic Freemasonry and Hermetic and Egyptian healing meditation practices. So good stuff. All part of the vibe. We'll get through. These are all bumps in the road. But for everybody, have a good rest of your week. Have a good Halloween if we don't talk. And as I say, write your own gospel, live your own myth. Take care, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. There is the pelvic thrust. It really does feel insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. Free me so you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
Spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under sedation.
Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
Well, I was walking down the street just to have a thing. When a snake began gave me an evil wing. He shook me up, he took me by surprise. He had a pickup track and the devil's eyes.
To the left.
Let me step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
If you want jazz music, go to New Orleans. Bagels, New York. And for psychics, think California Psychics. You want the best, you go to the best. At California Psychics, home of free spirits and open minds, we know better than anyone what makes a good psychic. That's why we guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.